So let's keep talking about books. A big annual event and fundraiser in North Otago is Bookorama. It's staged by the Rotarians at the Lone and Merck building in Oamaru in the Whitestone precinct in the south of town. And one of the hard-working crew behind Bookorama is that redoubtable master of mirth, the MC, media personality and Waitaki District Councillor, Jim Hopkins. Good morning, Jim. Hello, how are you?
Gotcha. I'm good. Thank God I can hear you now. That's wonderful. Thank you for that very generous introduction, too.
Not at all. Well, of course, you've produced your own books. Blokes and Sheds was number one on the New Zealand sales list after only a week. Is there a copy of that available at Bookorama?
There's actually two, and three others have gone out with a reduced price after I'd signed them.
Very good.
Half the value in a nanosecond. And yes, we did, Julie and I did Blokes from Blokes and Sheds, Inventions from the Shed, Back in the Shed, and a much misunderstood book with Mike King on the cover when he was in his stand-up comedy phase called Mates, and no one quite got that one, so it was about sort of just male friendship, but... Yes, it was not as successful as the others.
But you've had your share of success with books yourself. That's the main thing. So,
indeed.
I'm told, Jim, all the books are now half price this morning. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Do you want to come down, Jim? We can hold some for you. We've got a big swag of Mills and Boone.
A big, is that your personal collection of Mills and Boone?
Stop it. Have a care, young man.
It's interesting.
I know people who know where you live.
It's interesting how books are holding their ground, isn't it? In fact, in the digital age, we're kind of swinging back to them.
Well, this is amazing. We sort of did a big weed at the end of last year, at the end of the book around the last year, and a lot of books that didn't sell, we donated to other charities or to paper recyclers. My anxiety this year, or our anxiety, was that we wouldn't have enough. But the books just poured in. And I actually think if you sort of take a deep breath and have a mull about it, I suspect it may be to do with the demographic. You know, it could be that the baby boom is downsizing or in some instances, sadly, passing Hoover, the river, and families disposing of, collections and so on. So the number of books we've had is sublime. You know, really, really good books, beautiful books.
Yeah, I know. You always have good books at Bookorama.
And yes.
And the other thing, the cause, we should mention this, the profits go not just to a good cause, but to many good causes, Jim.
Indeed so. What we've done this year for the first time, you know how some of the petrol stations have got those sort of vote for your charity things with the tokens? Well, we were just chatting about sort of ideas and a couple of weeks before Bookorama launched, and we thought, why don't we do that? So we've got a fundraiser for the hospital, a fundraiser for young people, emergency response kits for the Pacific Islands, and migrant and newcomer service that's helping people settle in North Otago. So they're probably going to be the four preferred beneficiaries of the Bookorama fundraising this year, but there may be others as well. Yes,
that's fantastic.
And people are actually putting tokens in to indicate which one they would sort of prefer to see the dosh go to.
Oh, are they? Oh, that's charming. Yeah. So there's tons of money to splash around in really good places. I understand your prices undercut books for sale on, someone associated with Bookorama told me, undercut books for sale on Trade Me quite significantly.
Oh, definitely. Yes. Yeah, look, it's we're a small market. Trade Me probably deals to the world in a sense, certainly to all of New Zealand. So you've got 4.5 million potential customers. We've got, well, there's 22,000 people in the district, 12,000-13,000 in Oamaru itself. You might get a few visitors. We always get a few good dealers and collectors who turn up every year. But it's a smaller market, and there's got to be... I mean, people have given us the books. We can't sell them at, say, retail. And you may have noticed yourself over the years, if you go into a second-hand shop, essentially, those places will buy a book for about 40% of what they sell it for, because so much of their costs come from the margin. So yeah. We couldn't possibly sell things at retail. That would be unfair, and it wouldn't leave any meat on the bone for other people who come and support us. And those dealers and collectors often buy quite substantial numbers of books, you know, $200-$400 worth. So we need to be charitable as befits a charity, if you see what I mean.
I do see what you mean. And a very well-managed event, obviously. I read in the ODT a quote from a customer of yours, Wendy, who said, "You can't sit in the bath with a laptop, but you can with a book."
Absolutely right. Not that I've ever sat in the bath with Wendy, I hasn't read.
No, I wasn't implying that.
No.
So that is grand. People, one question just before we go. People aren't so keen on hardback fiction, I was told. I wonder why.
Well, now, this is fascinating. I've got two potential... It's amazing. We've got... I mean, we're selling hardback fiction for 50 cents a book, and we've still got basically hundreds of them. And, you know, you would have thought that would be great decorator pieces on a sort of an upmarket bookcase or shelf. But a lady, when I went around, we do pickups for people who can't, who've got mobility issues. And a lady had given us a lot of hardback fiction. She said, I can't read them. They're too heavy to hold. And I thought, gosh, that could be a factor. The other thing that a very keen reader of fiction said to me yesterday, very, very keen, is obviously a woman who reads avidly and voraciously and follows a whole range of authors. Hardback fiction is not being produced now anywhere near as much as it was. So all titles are about 10 years old, or maybe not quite that old, but they're not current. They're not du jour.
I understand.
and as a result, people have read them all.
Yeah, and that's a very good point.
Yeah.
I've got to leave you, and well done on the Bookorama. It's a tremendous occasion. Jim Hopkins, thank you so much for talking to us.
And well done on your radio show, sir. It's very enjoyable to listen to. Take care.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Jim Hopkins.